Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Alley moves to second. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell strikes out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Francona reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into right field. Lynch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynch. Francona scores. Boyer moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0 for 1 in the game. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Flood moves to third. Brock moves to second. It's Pirates, 3, Cardinals, 3. Don Schwall now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Brock moves to third. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. One out. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5. And the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verdon. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Verdon steals second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-2 in the game. Galliano strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali misplays the ball. That's an error on Ali. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Flood reaches second base with a double. McCarver scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Brock steals second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Don Schwall. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey scores. Pagliarani moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. Schofield moves to third. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Pirates 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Butters now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball four. Julian Javier pinch runs for Tito Francona. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball towards center. Verdun settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Verdun. Javier moves to second. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball four. Javier moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-3 in the game. Galliano strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. Boyer scores. White moves to third. It's 8-5, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. McCarver tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-5, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Flood takes first base on ball four. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Julian Javier now playing second base. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ali hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Ron Taylor now pitching. Manny Mota pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.